Country Bob FM.
Today is Bob Almanac, and we're going to do a couple of Bob Almanac salutes here to start it out on the Almanac. And if you don't know what the Bob Almanac salute is, it's when somebody passes away that would normally be a part of the Almanac with a birthday or maybe a historical note. And we lost a couple here this weekend.
Good golly, Miss Molly, show like the ball. Good golly, Miss Molly.
The architect of rock and roll. He might have been the one who brought and took the R&B and crossed over into rock and roll. He was there in the very beginning. Little Richard passed away.
He's the Energizer Bunny. He was.
He just kept going and going, but he passed away at the age of 87. He passed away on Friday. He was living in Nashville. He had been battling bone cancer, so he passed away due to complications from bone cancer. You know, he was inducted into that first Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1986 with some of the greats, Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, Elvis, and so forth. And, you know, Orleans just didn't have a chance.
No, they really didn't.
You know, even though that big hit, Dance With Me, I Want to Be Your Partner, they would have gotten in if not for that hefty election class of 1986. So Little Richard gone, but not forgotten. And also Jerry Stiller.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. You, Kroger, my son tells me your company stinks.
Oh. He was Frank Costanza's, George Costanza's father on Seinfeld, Jerry Costanza. He liked to yell.
Yes, he did.
He and his wife, played by Estelle Harris, would yell back and forth and was hilarious. And, of course, as soon as Seinfeld was done, they picked him up on King of Queens.
What is that?
Oh, boy.
It's a pumpkin. What is it doing in this house?
Dad.
It's a Halloween thing for the kids. What are you... There will be no Halloween in this house. Do you understand? It's forbidden. Forbidden!
He raised his voice better than anybody. And comically.
Yes.
Which was so funny about
it. Sam Kinison, a couple of the great screamers.
He was very good at that, and I have a hard time deciding which of those roles I like better.
I know.
Whether it's Arthur Spooner or Frank Costanza. And, of course, he performed with his wife for many, many years, Ann Mira.
Mm-hmm.
She appeared on that show with him a number of times on King of Queens. And he was in movies and...
Funny, funny man.
Late night shows. Ed Sullivan many times.
Of course, his son.
Ben Stiller. You know him.
Funny man.
Those folks now all gone. But, of course, certainly not forgotten.
Yep.
Almanac today, Monday, May 11th, 132nd day of the year. There are 235 days left to go, 234 full days. If you include today, it's 235. Mm-hmm. The scene where George Steinbrenner comes over to George's house and George is presumed dead, and all that Frank can do is go, "Why did you trade Jay Buhner? He had a rocket of an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing."
Right.
Jerry, Steinbrenner's here. George is dead. Call me back.
Yeah.
Let's see, 1812 this date. The waltz was introduced for the first time ever into English ballrooms. I think it migrated from Germany or Prussia or somewhere. And the English didn't like the waltz. Some observers considered it disgusting and immoral. Neil, have you ever waltzed?
Yes.
I can say that I haven't. I've polka'd.
Very poorly.
I've schottished. I've leandered, but I have never waltzed. That was 1812. Happy birthday, Minnesota. The day today is the day we were admitted as the 32nd state of the Union.
Nice. It's
our
birthday.
To 1858. We're the Gopher State. We're at the stay-at-home state now.
Mm-hmm.
1858. 1947. This was a big improvement in tires. Huge, huge improvement in tires as B.F. Goodrich announced that they had developed the tubeless tire. Just
no
as long
longer
as you get
needed.
Just as long as you get a good seal right around the bead where the tire meets your rim. If you can get a good seal, a good bead, you're good to go. Yeah. You don't need a tube anymore. those tubes, you know, we still had some tubes on the farm. That was a pain in the butt.
I'll bet.
Tubes were absolute pain in the butt. So
I remember them on our bikes.
Was a big-time development this state, 1947. Also a big development in 49.
Polaroid's One Step is the world's simplest camera. Even a woman can use it.
How'd that go again?
I thought that would get her attention.
I can have 1,000 women here in half an hour.
You never focus. You just point it and press the button.
James Garner and Mariette Hartley, were they good in those commercials or what?
Very good.
They were almost like a married couple, and the Polaroid camera went on sale for the first time in New York City. It was a premium item for a premium cost, yes. $90.
Ooh.
$1,949.
That's a ton of dough.
That's pretty steep for the Polaroid camera. Instant Pictures, 1949. 1949, also this date, Siam decided to rename itself as Thailand.
Mm.
We've got a good buddy, Thailand Tim.
Yes.
We'd have to change his name to Siam Sam.
Right.
If they went back to Siam, the king of Siam. So right. Thailand, basically born on this date in 49. 64.
Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. I get around, get around, round, round.
Beach Boys and their Surfing Sound hit a new beat on this date in 64 as they released this song. DJs were spinning it around the clock.
I'm getting bugged driving up and down the same old street.
Yeah, Mike Love just hits it there, doesn't he?
Oh, so good.
How good is that? 1964 Beach Boys release, I Get Around.
Monty Python's a flying circus.
British comedy troupe Monty Python formed on this date. Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Terry Gilliam, Eric Idle, Terry Jones, and don't forget about Michael Palin. They were some funny guys coming together this date, 1969, Neil.
Hilarious.
British humor.
Yep.
Some of us didn't get it back in the day.
Right. It took a bit of an acquired taste. But
now, the Benny Hill humor I could get.
Yes. Right.
Mostly just the running around, scantily clad ladies and so forth, and him slapping the head of that bald man. That was in 69. And 84, the Detroit Tigers got off to a nice start. You know, they rode it all the way to a World Series title.
I remember.
In 84, they won 26 of their first 30 games. That's a nice start.
Yes.
And amongst that was a Jack Morris no-hitter against the White Sox. And he has his no-hitter. The Tigers went on to win the World Series versus
San Diego, I believe.
The Padres, exactly. 1989. It's a certain time on the almanac that we like to call
TB theme time.
The Dynasty theme. Dynasty wrapped up its 217th episode, final episode.
It's a pretty good run.
I think 10 seasons it was on the air.
Were they the Kerrigans or what? No.
The Carringtons.
That? Carringtons.
Carringtons.
Yes.
They were the Kerrigans, but that was the Grease.
Right.
When they aired in Greece.
Ah.
So that was 89. We said goodbye to Dynasty. And then 97, our last historical item.
The afternoon of May 11th, 1997. Game 6, the deciding game. Deep Blue challenges Kasparov's brain with an array of 256 processors that can examine 200 million possible moves every second.
Kasparov didn't have a chance.
That was tough.
Going up against Deep Blue. Deep Blue won a six-game match. It was the sixth game of a best-of-seven series. Gary Kasparov against the IBM computer. And IBM would go on to win.
Deep Blue champion.
It was the first time ever that Kasparov had lost a multi-game match. Pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
So there you go. That was 1997.
They had to bring in a non-human to beat him.
Yeah, and who was that? Was it Tiki from Buck Rogers? Was it R2-D2? Was it C-3PO? Who did they bring in?
Yeah, one of those.
Was it that thing where it was red and it had a little owl and it did like math and spelling for the kids? Did you ever buy those for your kids?
Yes, I did
those?
See that.
Texas Instruments, I believe Texas Instruments made that. You know what? I give your staff a lot of gruff about missing
things. Yes.
Gone but not forgotten. My staff forgot somebody a living birthday on Friday.
Three of these kids belong together. Three of these kids are kind of the same. But one of these kids is doing his own thing. Now it's time to play our game. It's time to play our game.
So the guy who played Luis on Sesame Street, and probably after your time, but people just slightly younger than you will remember Luis on Sesame Street. He ran and operated the Fix-It shop. And the guy who played Luis, I believe when he and Maria got married, is probably one of the top five TV weddings, right up there with Luke and Laura, Joni and Chachi, and when Tony married Angela on Who's the Boss. But Emilio Delgado was 80 on Friday. Luis from Sesame Street. Neil, your thoughts on his work?
I don't know anything about him, but I thought it was, you know, very nice that, you know, you brought that up, and that it's not only my staff that once in a while makes a mistake.
That'll be the only one this year.
Probably.
That my staff will. You do. Well, we won't get into it.
Sky pilots.
Eric Burden is 79 today. Led the way for the Animals. Then all of a sudden he showed up with War. Kind of a fun group, and was doing Spill the Wine. Eric Burden, 79.
He was still touring. He may still be. I don't know. He was year or two. Yep.
If you still have the ability and the wherewithal, go ahead. Dr. Robert Jarvik is 74. The guy who gave us the artificial heart, the Jarvik 7, probably the best known. As you know, the Jarvik 1 was an old water pump out of a 74 Pinto. He is 74 today, so how ironic is that, huh?
Hey, hey!
Drumming work there, Mark Herndon. Not good enough to keep him in the band, though. He left.
They had a falling out.
Yeah. Was it money? Was it over money?
I don't know.
Was it over royalties or something? But Mark Herndon, the original drummer from Alabama, doing the drumming there on Mountain Music, he is 65. Martha Quinn.
I'm Martha Quinn. The music will continue nonstop on MTV Music Television, the newest component of your stereo system.
She was not Medicine Woman. This is the MTV. This is MTV, one of the original VJs, Martha Quinn.
She was not a doctor.
No, she was not a doctor, not a medicine woman. She was a DJ, which is very close.
Yeah, she was good.
There really isn't that much education difference between a DJ and a medical doctor and an MD.
Yes, we are very similar.
Very similar, very close. I think one class, I think one credit separates the educational requirements for being a DJ or a medical doctor. Martha Quinn, one of the original DJs, introducing herself on the first day of broadcast on MTV way back in, 1981. 1981. So happy birthday to her. A guy by the name of Tim Blake Nelson, actor, singer.
Can't you see it, Everett? Them sirens did this to Pete. They loved him up and turned him into a horny toad.
Oh, brother, where art thou? He was Dell. He was one of the guys, one of the three guys, looking very good in the overalls and the denim coveralls, bib overalls. Tim Blake Nelson is 56. He did some of the actual singing in some of those songs. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He's very talented, and he's 56. Our rapper today, speaking of talented, is Ace Hood. Ace Hood, the Hooded Ace. He's 32 today, and Cam Newton is 31. Is he with a new team?
I think he
is. Did the Panthers bring somebody else in, and did Cam sign with somebody?
That's how quick your career can fade, especially as a running quarterback.
Well, he took such a beating and has taken such a beating in his career. It just shows you just how fast it can go down.
Yeah, because he's kind of, you know, almost a forgotten guy at only now just 31.
He was all the rage when he first came in, though. People loved him. So he's 31. It's Cam Newton.
Gone but not forgotten. Where would we be without the great Irving Berlin? Born on this day, 1888, we might not have God Bless America. We may not have White Christmas.
Probably not.
A couple of standards, 1888. Emmy Award-winning actor, comedian Phil Silvers.
There must be some mistake here.
Mistake, sir?
Yes, you couldn't possibly have ordered hairpins and chewing gum.
Oh, did they come, sir?
Did they come? You mean you want hairpins and chewing gum? What for?
For the Jeeps, sir.
Bilko, would you mind telling me what you're talking about?
Oh, I'm sure this will work, sir, but if it doesn't, I'm determined to keep them rolling, sir, if I have to use rubber bands and toothpicks, but I'll keep trying, sir.
keep trying.
How many times did he say sir in an episode of the Phil Silver Show?
A lot. A lot. He was, yes, he was putting things together. That's pretty creative, almost MacGyver-like. Phil Silver's there, born on this day, 1911. The comedian, actor, he was known to pop the cork a little bit, Foster Brooks.
Did you mention that that was Sergeant Bilko?
Sergeant Bilko.
That we were honoring there?
Yes, ma'am, Dean Martin has, without a doubt, the warmest heart in show business. And you would, too, if you drank Sterno.
He had a great fake
drunk
show appearance.
Yeah.
Act.
He and Otis, the two best fake drunks that I know.
He hadn't had a drop.
Yeah. Me and Otis never drank, really. Foster Brooks there, born on this day, 1912. You have to love actor Denver Pyle.
She keeps this up, I'm going to have to give her my Jesse Duke barn shot. This barn shot worked in 33. I hope it works now.
I can't tell by the sound whether it worked or not, but I'm assuming that he did because he did live to finish off the series.
Uncle Jesse, right? And the Dukes of Hazzard. He was in 14 different episodes of Gunsmoke. He was in everything. Denver.
Grizzly Adams.
Yeah, the movies, everything. He did it all.
Wasn't he one of the darlings?
He was one of the darlings. He was the patriarch of the darling family on the Andy Griffith Show. Very, very talented actor, Denver Pyle. Born on this day, 1920. What about Bernard Fox? Remember Dr. Bombay?
Uncle Arthur.
I'll take your pulse first. Sit down, leg up, left shoe off.
He's got the bedside manner of an orangutan.
Pulse is normal. What seems to be the problem?
Right now, a sprained ankle. make that a broken ankle.
We'll just check your blood pressure.
Ouch! Are you sure your license was reinstated?
Little cameo there from Paul
Lind.
And when he wants to check his blood pressure, he pulls out a piece of his hair.
He was the actor's name there is Bernard Fox, and he was on many programs. Of course, we have that
Dr.
from
Bombay.
The Witch Bombay. Yep, Doc. 1927. He was Trampas on the Virginian Doug McClure.
Yeah, it is this time of the year. All the hard work's done for a while.
You're working.
Well, that's because I'm what you might call a noble cowhand. More or less worth my weight in gold. But his rope and steer is a lowly bunk chores.
You know, if you got to tell people you're a noble cowhand, you probably aren't all that noble.
Well, he was very good, very quick draw, too. For Doug McClure. Just not enough people name their kid Trampas. Just doesn't happen. He was born on this day, 1935. And one more, actress Natasha Richardson. She was in several movies and shows. Born on this day, 1963.
You probably had the hots for her. Huh?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, gone, but not forgotten.
Let's start a Bobathon here with one of these three tunes. Mm-hmm. All three would fit the bill. You can go with Montgomery Gentry, Gone. You could choose Johnny Lee. You could have heard a Heartbreak. You could have heard a Teardrop. Or Toby Keith, As Good As I Once Was.
Well, that's generally what I'm going to go Johnny Lee, though, today.
Thanks.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.